This one is drilled to deep left field, way back and gone. A monster home run by Chris Bryant.
That made it 5-10. And got a little bit scared in the dugout. And why shouldn't he? Because it looked like Thor was getting ready to show up at Wrigley Field. And then Chris Bryant was like, how about I just homer?
Eichel rocks back and delivers.
This one is drilled to deep left field, way back and gone. A monster home run by Chris Bryant.
That made it 5-2. But the Cubs couldn't make it happen. They left a lot of runners on base again in scoring position. Joe Maddon was talking about some of the issues that Yu Darvish is still having when it comes to his starts at Wrigley Field.
He pitched really well. I think the last fastball he threw might have been his best one. After having sat as long as he did, I did not want him to go back out for one more inning. He got better. The beginning of the game, the stolen base, the way they scored that run, and then the three-run homer. The stuff did get better. I agree with you. The stuff got better. He kind of got into a rhythm late.
And Darvish says that everything was clicking except, you know, he gave up the taters.
Just all about homer. That's it. That hurt me a lot. And then for team, that's all about today.
Disappointing.
Yeah, for sure.
He still doesn't have a win. Not that anyone really cares about pitcher wins, but it's strange. You now through half a season and one of your guys hasn't gotten a win at your home ballpark. So that is our rundown as the Cubs lose. But the breaking news is that they have a new pitcher. The guy that you've been waiting on for the last couple weeks is here. He is at Wrigley Field. Craig Kimbrell has joined the North Side Nine, and we are joined right now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. 500 new and used vehicles are available for you at Alpamonte Ford. Bruce Levine, our MLB insider, joins me now here on The Score. Bruce, thank you so much for joining me. Well, what was the vibe like now that Craig Kimbrell is officially on the Major League roster?
Well, it's an interesting vibe, Lawrence. He's not available to the media today. He said that he will not talk until he pitches for the Cubs. That means if he doesn't close today, he's not talking. If it's not till Cincinnati or Pittsburgh, that's the next time he's going to talk. But the conversation among the players, including the relievers, very positive feeling about going back to the roles that they've had before. Understanding their roles are the sixth through the seventh now, guys like Cishek and Strope and Brock and Ryan and Montgomery, you know, the guys that have had to have rotating type roles with the situation being Strope hurt, Kimbrell not ready, Morrow on the DL since July 15th of 2018. So this should be more stabilizing. As you said coming into this segment, Lawrence, Joe Maddon has defined Kimbrell's role as one inning or less, or one inning or less only initially, meaning for now, maybe going toward the end of August or September, if he needs him for 4 or 5 out saves and he is in good shape and feeling like it, he will be used that way, but nothing more than an inning for now.
Okay, so how long do they think it'll be before they would feel comfortable extending him?
Well, I don't think they might not be period as far as more than one inning. I think he was on record as saying when he was with Boston that he preferred the one inning outings and not extended beyond that. Now, if you're in a situation where you're in a playoff move and you're in September and you need a 4-out save, I think his philosophy will change. But I think it's going to be mostly one inning and one inning only for Kimbrell. That's the role he's comfortable with. I think that Joe and the Cubs have learned that certain guys are different. They learned from the Chapman experience where he used them for 2 innings very quickly, and Chapman did not like it, didn't do very well with more than one inning. So you have the conversations with Kimbrell, as Joe had this morning, about what his comfort level is, where he is best fit in his mind, what he likes to do, and you go from there.
The bullpen is one thing. It might be a bigger issue that the Cubs are struggling when it comes to situational hitting and runners in scoring position. You're inside that clubhouse every day. What are those guys saying about why they haven't been able to really connect offensively for the last month or so?
Well, there hasn't been a lot of conversation with the position players. They haven't been around much. They've been working mostly and not in the clubhouse for the 40 minutes or so that were available. So unless till after games are the only time we've had really any time to talk about what's working, what isn't working, or how you've been doing. And there hasn't been a lot of conversation on this. This is the end of a 10-game homestand. They haven't been around much talking about that. They've been working and not available to the media. Not that they're staying away from the media on purpose, but they certainly have been busy doing their work. So therefore, there hasn't been a lot of conversation about that. But I can't tell you internally, the Cubs are certainly not blind to the idea that the offense has been stagnant, hard to produce runs from time to time. I think Monday was a prime example of a perfect offensive moment for the Cubs, who moved the ball from left center to right center down the lines, manufacturing runs, scoring runs without the home run ball, Lawrence. I think that was a perfect night for him. But those have been few and far between. The rest have been via the home run. And I think the Cub front office are out there looking for a guy, a top-of-the-order type guy, that they could have up there that can run a little bit, jumpstart things, see a lot of pitches, and maybe move a guy like Schwarber, who's been productive, down into more of an RBI spot later on in the season.
Do they have more financial flexibility than maybe most of us believe?
I'm told no. That it has to fit into the framework of what's left on their budget this year and also how it goes into next year. You know, there's about $60 million worth of contracts coming off the books from existing contracts right now at the end of the season. However, arbitration numbers, long-term contract numbers, like the one that Hendricks signed right before the end of spring training, that starts to up the ante as far as what they're obligated to pay payroll-wise. So the short and more succinct answer, Lawrence, is they don't have a lot of money to spend right now unless it fits in properly with their bookwork.
We talk a lot, Bruce, about Yu Darvish, and I'm going to add another starter into this conversation with Jose Quintana. With Darvish, it can be so frustrating because you see some of the moments where he's got that crazy electric stuff. Why is it still not coming together for him as often as the Cubs would like?
Well, he's a fly ball pitcher, and a fly ball pitcher, not necessarily at Wrigley Field anymore, where it's not necessarily always a home run haven like people have always said, but the way the ball is flying this year because of the ball itself, that means he's averaged more than a home run a game being allowed. He's not the Lone Ranger, but for a fly ball pitcher, it's much different. So any type of mistake on a fly ball that used to be warning track-wise or in the stands right now. Not an excuse, but I think a reality that he's got to work on his stuff down in the zone. If you watch the last two innings he threw last night, that's more of an indication of what he has to do to be a successful pitcher for the Chicago Cubs, using the fastball more, having it down in the zone, having a better cadence of not standing on the mound quite as long. He was great. Last eight outs after the rain delay, he was like a different pitcher last night. So that's more of what they're looking for from Darvish, who seems to be a guy that thinks an awful lot when he's on the mound. And maybe the stuff and the thought process are not right in sync at this point.
What do the people there at Wrigley say is the biggest issue with Quintana?
Well, I think the consistency following through with his pitches right now. He's just not getting through his pitches. The fastball is pretty good, but he's not following through. Breaking ball is not as effective when he's not placing and spotting his fastball. He's prone to some of these innings where they're 25 and 30 pitches, which totally alters his outings. So, again, the pitcher that you think you saw coming from the White Sox, the one that's been very, very good and excellent at times, like the guy that showed up against Baltimore 2 years ago after being traded and struck out 12 Orioles. That's a fleeting situation, you know, Lawrence. He might have been a number two for the White Sox, I think he's a 3 or 4 for the Cubs, and that's kind of what you get here. It's been very inconsistent up to this point so far for Quintana.
And just to reiterate, Bruce, Kimbrel is available today if Joe needs him.
Absolutely available today. He's there for the ninth inning or the tenth inning, whatever Joe deems. But again, the news is one inning at a time for Kimbrel going forward right now. And hopefully we'll get to talk to him after a win and a save today. If not, I don't think he'll be talking to the media until Cincinnati or Pittsburgh.
Bruce, thanks for the bird's eye view and the update.
All right, Lawrence, have a great day.
That's Bruce Levine out at Wrigley Field giving you the latest on what's going on with the Cubs. I would like to continue Cubs conversation and go over some of the issues offensively that this team has. The general manager of the Cubs was on earlier. We'll go through that. You'll hear what Joe Maddon has had to say about the offense. And I want to give a listener some props because I think they came up with a really good comp on Darvish. I'll explain why. And if you're a White Sox fan, you're like, Lawrence, talk some White Sox. Look, I got you covered. It's on the podcast today. If you're like, well, why do I listen to a podcast? If you download the radio.com app, my podcast is there. All you really have to do, just do a Google search, LoHo Daily. Just Google search it, and you'll see like every episode that we've had, and then subscribe to it. But my podcast today is 100% about the White Sox and nothing but the White Sox. And it's also on the top of my Twitter page. So if you're on Twitter, at Lawrence W. Holmes is where you can find me. And my podcast is right there, the last tweet that I sent out. More conversation about Craig Kimbrel, the Cubs offense, and Yu Darvish coming up next here on The Score.